This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation will be submitting comments to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative on the negotiating objectives for upcoming discussions among the U.S., Canada, and Mexico on the North American Free Trade Agreement. Comments are due June 12th. Policy areas where comment is desired include general and specific negotiating objectives, removal of remaining tariffs and removal or reduction of remaining non-tariff barriers, export priorities and import sensitivities related to Canada and Mexico, any unwarranted sanitary and phytosanitary measures and technical barriers to trade imposed by Canada and Mexico that should be addressed in the negotiations, trade-related intellectual property rights, and other areas of concern. Negotiations can begin after August 16th. It's a job seeker's market this year, with the unemployment rate slowly declining and job creation at a high level. But how long will these jobs last? Computerization, robotics, and artificial intelligence will bring a sea change to the workplace over the next couple of decades, creating new occupations and eliminating some current ones. Earlier this month, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced reorganization plans for the department. This includes advancing agricultural trade by creating an Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, combining farm programs and conservation programs under a new Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, and changing the current Undersecretary for Rural Development position, currently a sub-cabinet post, to an assistant to the Secretary, which would be a staff position, in the office of the Secretary. Perdue also said he will work to create a more public service-focused culture at USDA and improve the agency's effectiveness and accountability. The Secretary is asking for input on his proposal. Submit comments online at www.fb.org. Advocacy, Perdue unveils plans to reorganize USDA. AFBF is encouraging state and county farm bureaus to weigh in, expressing support of the Interior Department's review of certain national monuments, as well as individual monument designation, which have posed hardships on American agriculture and the rural economy. The department is reviewing national monuments designated or expanded since 1996 under the Antiquities Act of 1906 in order to implement Executive Order 13792. July 10th is the deadline for submitting written comments to the docket. Last week, the House approved a Farm Bureau-supported bill clarifying congressional intent regarding regulation of the use of pesticides in or near navigable waters. The Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act of 2017 is narrowly crafted to clarify that lawful use of pesticides in or near navigable waters is not excessively covered under two statutes, the Clean Water Act and the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. Everyone is concerned about water quality, and everyone needs to do their part in keeping good quality drinking water available for all. What's Your Strategy is a program that was designed to engage farmers in the nutrient and water quality issues facing agriculture by helping to provide information on possible nutrient losses from their production operations. This test will provide a snapshot in time of nitrogen levels in water collected from tile drainage, surface runoff, or nearby streams. To help find out what you may be losing from your farm, bring in your water samples to the local USDA office in Carlinville. Free, confidential water testing will be offered on the third Thursday of the month, June 15th and July 20th this year. Bring in your samples anytime between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. to find out what your nitrogen and ammonium levels are in your water sample. Samples should be at least 8 ounces and taken as close to the testing time as possible. Keep refrigerated until testing occurs. Sample containers should be clean and free of any residual chemicals or detergents. If you can calculate flow, USDA staff will be able to complete additional calculations, such as pounds per day that is leaving the sample location. If you need a sample bucket, please contact the field office at 217-854-2626, extension 3, prior to collecting the samples. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.